In this session, we will be looking at partnership losses. Even when looking at partnership losses, there is still no change to the basic principles.
We still adjust the accounts for tax purposes. We then allocate the adjusted profit in accordance with the loss-sharing ratios of the partnership for that accounting period, and then, once allocated, we treat the partners as individuals for self-assessment purposes.
It then follows that if the partnership makes a loss, once the loss has been allocated, each partner is then able to claim loss relief based on his or her circumstances.
They could claim Section 64 relief and set off against income of the current or the preceding year. They could claim relief under Section 71, where losses are set against capital gains, once a Section 64 claim has been made. The partner could claim to carry forward losses against future profits from the partnership under Section 83. A new partner could claim Section 72 relief and carry back his loss against income of the three preceding years. Or a retiring partner could claim terminal loss relief under Section 89.
If the loss relates to either 2008-09 or 2009-10, an extended carryback claim could be made to carry the loss back a total of 3 years against trading income, provided a Section 64 claim is made first. So there are no new loss rules for partners. Once profits or losses are allocated, the partners are treated as individuals. To illustrate this point, John and Matt are in partnership sharing profits and losses equally. In the year to the 31st of December 2010, the partnership had an adjusted loss of £30,000. We are told that the partnership profit in the previous year was £4,000.
John also has annual income of £20,000 from a freehold property he bought 10 years ago. Matt has a small investment portfolio which realises £2,000 of income every year. What are the optimum loss claims in these circumstances?
Initially, we stick to our basics and allocate the loss in the loss-sharing ratio. John and Matt share losses equally. So, £15,000 of loss is allocated to John and Matt for the year ended 31st of December 2010. Once allocated, John and Matt are deemed to have a trading loss for the year ended 31st of December 2010 of £15,000 each. The year of loss is 2010-11. If we look at John initially, his loss of £15,000 could be carried forward against profits from the partnership. As an alternative, he could claim Section 64 relief. The year of loss is 2010-11, so Section 64 relief could be claimed against other income for 2010-11 and or the preceding year, 2009-10. When dealing with losses, always work on the basis that individuals want relief as soon as possible. In John's case, he has a share of partnership profits of £2,000 in 2009-10. £4,000 was the total partnership profit for the prior year, so £2,000 was John's allocation for 2009-10. He has no trading profits in 2010-11 because the partnership made a loss. John also has property income of £20,000 per year. It is therefore possible for John to submit a Section 64 loss relief claim. This could be against 2010-11 and or 2009-10. Therefore, John could make a Section 64 claim against his rental income in 2010-11. This would reduce his income for the year to £5,000. Alternatively, John could claim Section 64 loss relief against his income for 2009-10. This would reduce his income in 2009-10 to £7,000. This would probably be the preferred claim, as not only does John receive his loss relief sooner, he also has full utilisation of personal allowances in both tax years. If John were to claim Section 64 relief in 2010-11, he would waste some of his personal allowance. Alternatively, Section 83 relief could be claimed If John believes that partnership profits will increase significantly in the year to the 31st of December 2011.
It could be that the partners expect their profits to be in the higher rate band in that year, and consequently, a Section 83 claim may be preferable in those circumstances. Whatever claim John decides to make, it is his decision, and he is not bound by any claims his fellow partners wish to make. If we then look at Matt, for the same year he had the same loss, £15,000. He too could carry forward under Section 83.
He could also claim Section 64 relief for 2010-11 and or 2009-10. Matt's tax position is slightly different to John's, in that he has no significant other income. There should be no Section 64 loss claim for Matt. He does not want to claim relief in 2010-11 or even 2009-10 because his income is already covered by his personal allowance. If he were to claim Section 64 relief, he would be wasting his personal allowance. Consequently, no Section 64 claim should be made by Matt. Matt would be best advised to claim Section 83 carry forward, such that losses will be set against his share of partnership profits in 2011-12. The loss is not carried forward in the partnership, it is carried forward by Matt to set against his own profit share from the partnership.
We will now take a look at new partners and losses. That is, partners coming into a practice and the partnership making a loss. When a new partner joins a partnership, he is subject to the current year basis commencement rules, as we have seen in a previous session. If the partnership makes a loss, and consequently a loss is allocated to the new partner, then he will be treated just like a sole trader who commences his business and makes a loss in his early years.
Consequently, Section 72 loss relief is available to this new partner. That is, in addition to Section 64, Section 83, and Section 71. Any of these claims could be made by a new partner, and it is entirely up to him or her which claim they make.
Remember, Section 72 applies where a loss is incurred in any of the first four tax years of a business. That loss can be carried back against net income of the 3 years preceding the year of loss. The carryback is against earlier years first.
Let us demonstrate by way of an illustration. Matilda and Grace are in partnership, sharing profits and losses equally. On the 1st of July 2009, Linda joined the partnership, and profits and losses continued to be shared equally. Linda does not appear to have had a positive effect on the partnership. For the year to the 30th of June 2010, the partnership made a loss of £33,000. This is compared to a profit of £60,000 in the year before. Matilda and Grace have no other income, but prior to joining the partnership, Linda earned £50,000 per annum as a client manager in a recruitment agency. Again, we stick to our basics and allocate the loss. They share the losses equally, so that is £11,000 to each partner. For Matilda and Grace, they have been partners for many years, so for 2010-11, they have losses each of £11,000. Linda, however, joined the partnership on the 1st of July 2009. Therefore, she is subject to the opening year rules. We will deal with Matilda and Grace first. In the year to the 30th of June 2009, they had profits of £60,000 as a partnership. So that is £30,000 per partner. There are no trading profits in the year to the 30th of June 2010. The partners do have the option of making a Section 64 claim against other income in 2010-11 and or 2009-10. There is no point in making a 64 claim for 2010-11 as there is no income to offset the loss against. As an alternative, the partners could claim Section 64 relief for 2009-10. This would reduce their profits in 2009-10 to £19,000.
The loss would therefore have enjoyed relief at 20%.
If Matilda and Grace feel that partnership profits are likely to suffer higher rate taxes in future years, they may well consider a Section 83 carry-forward claim instead of the 64 claim. There is nothing to prevent partners making different claims. Matilda could opt for a Section 64 claim in 2009-10, whilst Grace may choose a Section 83 carry-forward claim. It is entirely their own decision. Linda, on the other hand, has a different set of CYB rules to consider. In the year ended 30th of June 2010, she also made a loss of £11,000, but she joined the partnership on the 1st of July 2009. 2009-10 is her year of commencement. Under the CYB commencement rules, the basis period is the actual basis. Being the period 1st of July 2009, through to the 5th of April 2010. This is 9 months, so we therefore take 9/12 of £11,000, giving a loss of £8,250 for 2009-10. For 2010-11, we have an accounting period ending in that tax year. That period is 12 months long. Therefore, the basis period will be the 12 months to the 30th of June 2010. This gives a loss of £11,000, but £8,250 has already been attributed to 2009-10. A trader cannot claim relief for the same loss twice. Therefore, the loss relating to 2010-11 is £2,750. So Linda has losses of £8,250 for 2009-10 and £2,750 for 2010-11. She will then be able to consider her loss claim options. In the years up to joining the partnership, Linda earned £50,000 per annum as employment income. When she joined the partnership, there was a loss in 2009-10 of £8,250 and a loss in 2010-11 of £2,750. Dealing with the 2009-10 loss first, Linda has several options. She could simply carry it forward under Section 83 against the first available profits allocated to her from the partnership. Alternatively, she could claim Section 64 relief against her income of £12,500 in 2009-10 and or against her income of £50,000 in 2008-09. Linda also has the option of claiming Section 72 relief against her employment income for 2006-07, being the earliest year of the three preceding years. In this example, Linda may well choose to make a Section 72 claim in preference to any other claim. It gives her relief earlier and leaves the later years, 2007-08 and 2008-09, intact for any future Section 72 claims, should the partnership continue to make losses. Linda also has a loss of £2,750 in 2010-11, which, again, she could carry forward against future profits from the partnership. Alternatively, Linda could claim Section 64 relief against the year of loss, which is 2010-11, and or the preceding year, which is 2009-10. Linda has no other income in 2010-11, so the only viable claim under Section 64 is against the income of £12,500 in 2009-10. A claim under Section 64 would not, therefore, be relieving income at the highest rates. A better claim for Linda would be Section 72 against the income of 2007-08. That is the earliest year of the three preceding years. That would achieve higher rate loss relief on the £2,750. Hopefully, we can see that a new partner joining a practice is treated exactly like a new sole trader. There are no new loss rules to learn for partnerships. We know our sole trader rules, so therefore, we know our partnership rules. They are the same.